I don't believe that there's any word that needs to be suppressed.
Give a guy a big nose and some weird hair, and he's capable of anything.
If somebody else, an executive or a committee, makes the decision as to what to label a record, they are taking a right away from you.
I think both sides would like to do away with the nuclear warheads because they mess up the real estate.
Live from the studios in Radio Free Brooklyn, down in beautiful downtown Bushwick, it's the Mothers of Connection radio show with your host, Kent Corin. Oh man, that was something else. This is the Mothers of Connection radio show. We're rocking big time here. Making it happen. This is the bass in your face show. Yeah. I want to feature bass players that have played with Frank, but not only played with Frank, played with all kinds of people. People that have connected, Well, let me back up and say this is a connection show. So I'm going to connect musicians and other artists to Frank Zappa. So any bass player he's played with, or players that have played with other bass players.
Man, that's quite a spider web of players, man. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, it's research, Roscoe, and it's really just passion. That is my main man, Roscoe, in the booth, engineer. Man, that host, or that MC really got things rocking, huh?
Yeah, that's an old brother of mine, man. He guy's been doing VO and announcer since, like, the 60s.
Really? That guy was classic. He had that rich voice. Yeah. Sound like something out of an old TV studio. Yeah, you hear that bass line. Bass lines and Frank Zappa solos go hand in hand. Like peanut butter and jelly, like salt and pepper.
Like Budweiser and a shot of tequila.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. If you say so, Roscoe. So, we've got all the time. We've got 56 minutes to feature bass players. We might have some call-ins. Listen for the secret password. I'll say it once. And you write it down or whatever, shove it in your memory banks. For a chance to win, not the Mothers of Connection t-shirt, but a really sexy Radio Free Brooklyn t-shirt by American Apparel. But I should probably leave that part out, right?
Dude, that guy was a creep.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, this shirt's nice. It's a little form-fitting for either of us.
Speak for yourself, man. I do.
All right. So, you hear some bass in the background there. Frank has played with many bass players. Some for a short period of time, like Jack Bruce, for instance, from Cream. Helped him write Apostrophe, an instrumental. He also played with Shuggie Otis on Hot Rats. This is all right off the top of my head. Yeah. And Scott Tunis, who I believe just had a birthday. He had Patrick O'Hearn in the 70s, Arthur Barrow, Tom Fowler, and then Max Bennett, you can also hear on Hot Rats. Shuggie Otis actually just came in on the Hot Rats sessions on Peaches, or you can hear him on Hot Rats sessions. And he really just played with Peaches on that one. And I think I'll kick off the show with a little Shuggie Otis. So yeah, man, listen to that bass right there. Without a kick-ass bass player and a bass line, it is hard to make it dance. And Frank did that well. He could crank on a solo. Let me see. I think I might switch to Chunga's Revenge off of... this is off Transfusion. And you're going to hear two of the greatest guitarists of all time, Frank Zappa, and of course his son, Dweezil. You'll hear two styles here. If you start to hear something that sounds like Eddie Van Halen just took the stage, that's Dweez. He could do those hammer-ons and those, what is that? Yeah, I guess like a little hammer-on. two incredible guitarists for obvious reasons, just two guys born to play the guitar. This is Chunga's Revenge. Listen to the bass line. It does not waver. It does not break. That is what bass is all about. Hope you are tuning in. The Mother's Connection right here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah.
On the bass, Derek Smalls. He wrote this. Yeah, that's Spinal Tap. Probably wondering how I connected Spinal Tap to Frank Zappa.
Yeah, dude, what the heck?
I know, I was rocking pretty hard, and then I realized I was rocking out to the actor from Laverne and Shirley, Michael McKean. Christopher Guest, the legendary, the genius. And, of course, Harry Shearer of Simpsons fame. So, Derek Smalls, he wrote this, that great scene in Spinal Tap when they're super down and out and they're just Tap. And it's just Derek Smalls and David St. Hubbins. And they're playing on the same billing as Puppets. And Puppets are actually the headliner. And they're just Tap. And they do a freeform jazz odyssey. And it's so bad, St. Hubbins turns him and goes, "On the bass, Derek Smalls." He wrote this. Okay. It was also a great concert where Spinal Tap was, I think it was Wembley, where they must have had 25 bassists come up. And they just kept saying, "On the bass." You can look that up on YouTube.com. So Derek Smalls had a solo album, which is actually Harry Shearer, called Small Change, Meditations Upon Aging. And Dweezil appears on it, and he plays on this song called MRI, which looks absurd. So that's my connection. I can always connect. And then I connect, obviously, Dweezil to Frank for the biologically connected reason. And the song I opened up our little rock block with was Chunga's Revenge. You heard, oh man, they just shred. You can hear Dweezil playing slightly faster and these hammer-on type things. And then you heard a less bassy song, but it was by a bass player, Jeff Simmons, who had a solo album of his own. So I didn't even know this until I started doing this show. There's a song called Lucille Has Messed My Mind Up off Joe's Garage that I always thought was written, that Frank wrote for that album that Ike Willis beautifully sings. Wrong. Jeff Simmons, who's this great bass player. There's so many bass players, but as I go on here, you know, they all sort of stand up. Scott Tunis played probably the longest. I think he's 80 to 88. And I want to play a song called Zoot Allures. He had a birthday, January 28th. And this is Zoot Allures off of Does Humor Belong in Music? Frank would say yes. So, yeah, as you continue to listen here, listen for those bass lines. We'll get you some non-Zappa, but let's get a little more Zoot Allures. I want to pay tribute to all these bass players, Scott Tunis, Arthur Barrow, Patrick O'Hearn. Frank was always really good. I know him off the top of my head because Frank was really good at the beginning of the show. He would introduce you to his teenage rockin' combo, a rockin' teenage combo. Or he would sign off with a really just like, he would give exactly what they were playing, even though the audience can see mostly what they're playing. He would describe them on the keys, on the this, on the that. He was very thankful for his bands. And I'm thankful for the music, and I'm thankful for your ears listening on a Saturday morning, blistering cold out there. We are still in the midst of our Drive to Five campaign, our mission to provide free and open platform. Like I said, anybody can come in here and do anything and play anything. You have to have a show, so you have to be committed and you have to love doing this to get here. Or just to commit to this. And there's so many DJs and hosts and people with great ideas that come in here and do this and take it very seriously. So, all right, we'll talk about a little more of that later. Layla.
Dude, you bite your tongue on that one?
Bite your tongue, buddy. Here we go, Zoot Allures. Listen to that bass. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah, that was The Dancer by the great Stanley Clarke off the album School Days. The connection here, George Duke, legendary keyboard player and producer. In 1976, they put this album together. Listen to all the basses that Stanley Clarke covers as basses. He plays all these instruments on this album. The electric bass, obviously. It says humming, acoustic bass, gong, chimes, acoustic piano, piccolo bass guitar, handbells, need more handbell, and there's obviously some vocal, no, not obviously, because I've listened to this album, I don't hear a lot of vocal, but the legends on here, John McLaughlin, this is on the album, not the track you just heard, John McLaughlin plays, Billy Cobham, Steve Gadd, Tom Malone, who's played with Zappa as well on trombone, and the list is just mind-blowing. We're going to continue here. This is the Bass in Your Face, or Bass in Frank's Face, let's say, episode. So many bass players, so little time. Want to get something cooking here. So Stanley Clarke obviously played with with George Duke. That was a connection there. And now I want to throw it over some fans of Frank. So John Frusciante of Red Hot Chili Peppers, huge Zappa fan. Try to get Kiedis to play little excerpts of Inca Roads and so forth. And then I'm going to play some Primus, who just announced something incredible, which I'll tell you after the tunage, if you don't know already. The song is called, let's see. Yeah, this is Over Funk. This is Flea. I'm pretty sure Flea was a Zappa fan, but Frusciante for sure. So that's the connection there. So little time, so many basses. On the bass, Flea. We'll be right back. Holy crap. I dare anyone to give Les Claypool one better than that. That's some smoking tight bass playing. Damn, that got me. That's a good one. Of course, this song is called Beat It With Your Fist by Frank Zappa. Thanks, Frank. Uglying it up, as one of my interviews last week said, gotta ugly it up, Bruce McDaniel. You can hear in my archives. Great guitarist, Zappa fan. Played with Ed Palermo Big Band, but I do digress. I want to tell you who was on that arrangement. Three Claypools. Cage Claypool on percussion. Lena on marimba. Just on the first song called Back Off, Turkey. And then one better, which you just heard, which just lifted all the hairs off my head. Not like I have that many left.
You and me both, buddy. Look at this.
Yeah, man. Well, you always wear that hat, but why do you have it off today?
Just trying to get some vitamin E, you know?
Okay. Well, we have a little cold brew here.
That ain't cold brew. That's iced coffee.
Well, I don't know. In Brooklyn, they call it cold brew, man. I said, can I get iced coffee? Is it cold brew? I think iced coffee is what I want. And he just, cold brew though, right? Because cold brew is with that tap. It's so much better and so different. Over it. Let's keep the bass slapping. Slapping the bass. So I connected Primus with Larry Lalonde. I want to make sure I'm saying his name. I think it's Larry Lalonde who played in Primus. Larry Lalonde, of course, guitarist for Primus, and also a big Zappa fan, and him and a little guy named John Fishman, guy in the donut dress that you've seen. What's all this talking here? Oh, beat it with your fist. And they put out a tribute album to Frank Zappa, which actually turned, I think, a lot of people on to Frank because of those two guys. So both Fishman and Lalonde deserve credit there. What was that Zappa album called? I'm going to pull it up. It was Zappa Picks. That one probably didn't take too long to come up with. Let's go with Zappa Picks. So they did. We are playing Bass in Your Face. Bass in Frank's Face, rather. And again, we are fundraising here. Drive to Five, the never-ending fundraiser, because that's what all nonprofit radio stations do. And by the way, it's not just Radio Free Brooklyn. There are really hundreds. If you want to go check out other stations, not that I want to draw away from Radio Free Brooklyn, but there's a lot of other stations doing this. People come in with an idea, with a passion for music, and they play whatever they want, and that's how people can turn on and open their mind to other things, and not just music, but topics, issues, viewpoints.
Dude, you got fired up there, man. I like it.
Well, I don't know. I don't feel anything. That's not true. So, Drive to Five fundraising campaign. Here we go. We're doing it. So if you'd like to make a small monthly donation, that would be great. That would help us, help me. And just text RFB Gives, the number 5, to 44321. So you just text 44321. Am I doing this right? RFB Gives, get your pen and paper. RFBGIVE 5. And you text that to 44321. And you can make a pledge right on your phone. It's easy. And if you hear the secret password, I don't know if you heard it.
You didn't give it out, dummy.
All right, well, I'm not going to give it out yet. It's going to be sneaky. I'm sneaky, dude. I'm laughing at it. All right, here's Zap in the background. Bass is in your face, and it's an important part of so many. I want to connect Jaco Pastorius, the legendary, in a little track called Donna Lee, and then we're going to go into some... I got to do it. My man, Phil Lesh, turning 80. I'm going to go see him in Portchester at the Capitol Theater. But guess what, guys? We got about 10 minutes left in the show, and I ain't going nowhere. A famous guy once said, a bass player once said, we ain't going anywhere.
Didn't your brother say that at a Bills game?
Yeah, but it's so classic. It's like etched in my memory forever. It's a catchphrase of mine. We ain't going anywhere. He might call. We don't know. He's in a different time zone and a good bass player. And give a shout out to my wife, Christina, for listening. Brother Craig. Main man, Frank. And the BBs. I'll give them a shout out. The BBs. Why not? doing it. Support. This is Donna Lee by Jocko. Do we have that caller on the line? Go ahead, caller, are you there?
Yeah, hi. I'm just calling because I am a bass player of 20 years now. I'm just calling to say you're doing a great job. This radio program is phenomenal.
All right. Sure. Thanks, buddy. What band did you start out in?
I started off in the punk rock scene. I played in the Sandy Koufaxes.
Okay, right, the baseball player, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of a punk rock scene more, like that. But I was just calling in to basically share my top three bass players, Mike Gordon of Phish, Geddy Lee.
Oh, what band did he play Rush. With? Oh, right, Rush.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Sort of like I understand you had a cat named Geddy Lee, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and nice. He played the bass too? The cat?
Stephen was into it for sure when I was playing with do his little, cat dance.
Right.
And then Simon Gallup of The Cure.
Wow. Over like all those other legends, the legends, Flea and guys like slapping the bass kind of guys.
Yeah. When it comes to those guys, they're very complex players, so very hard to figure out what they're doing. I like more clean tones, simplistic.
Can you off the top of your head? Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Also got to give a shout out to Peter Hook of Joy Division New Order.
All right. I wish I could connect him to Frank Zappa. Do you have a favorite Zappa bass player?
I'm going to go with the Arthur Bureau.
Oh, baby. Okay.
Love his work on Shut Up and Play Your Guitar.
Is there a particular song?
He played Ship Ahoy.
Oh yeah, he played with so many dudes: Robbie Krieger, Joe Cocker, Billy Idol, and your Janet Jackson, which I understand you're a huge fan of.
Yeah, and also another thing, he played on the Doors album. He did keyboard programming for the album called American Prayer. Very interesting kind of track on there.
Wow, you are well versed. You are educated in all things music, and we thank you for your call. You will be getting a T-shirt. Can't tell you what's on it, but it'll be a T-shirt, so you'll get it in the mail.
Totally pumped.
And you live in the alley around the corner, right?
Easterboro.
What's that? That's where you live.
Right.
All right, I got your track here. This is Ship Ahoy with the legendary Arthur Barrow. I wanted to get Phil Lesh in. But we all know what Phil Lesh sounds like.
Hit me with it, will you?
I'll hit you with that Ship Ahoy. Thanks for calling in. Okay. Radio Free Brooklyn. This is the bass episode. We're calling it On the Bass. That's Arthur Barrow. You can hear him in the background mix in. Our caller requested that. He's getting a Radio Free Brooklyn t-shirt. Hear that little ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom. If you like what you hear, hear what you like. www.radiofreebrooklyn.com/donate. Help us stay on the line, on the air. Or go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/drive-to-5. That actually is what we're working with. So forget the donate. Again, radiofreebrooklyn.org/drive-to-5. And if you love what you're hearing so far, I'm not going anywhere, folks. I'm filling in for John Reed at Race to the Bottom. We're going to get into some heavy, I don't know, something heavy, music discussion. Pay a tribute to, you'll hear. And that all happens in about 2 minutes. 10 o'clock, it's going to be an easy transition.
Dude, this is going to be sweet, man. You just flip around in the chair and you're on the air, dude.
He's right. I'm just going to... Well, I don't... Why would I do that? I'm just going to stay here. It's going to be great. I'm going to go out on this tune.